Dr. Sivik did an office note on patient Lilian Noun, Lilian Noun, date of birth is 7/3/1975, date of service 9/11/2024. Preparing of the patient is 49-year-old white female, presenting to my office because of bilateral kidney stones. Preparing of patient has been struggling with her stones since over the last few months. Has seen multiple doctors, had multiple procedures, including lithotripsy, right kidney, but still having symptoms of right flank pain relating to the groin on and off. Also, symptoms of nausea, vomiting, sometimes in the morning, sometimes during the day. Period. Past medical history otherwise include history of H. pylori treated and hyperlipidemia. And next, history of depression after the death of her daughter at the age of 6 from heart disease. Paragraph. Past surgical history includes C-section times 2, allergies, non-drug allergies, social history. Patient is married, has had a total of 2 kids, 1 living, no smoking, no alcohol, no drugs. She's a housewife. Period. Paragraph. Family history. Father has died. Mother is deceased. Brother has hyperlipidemia. Allergies, non-drug allergies. Review of system reveals. Morning nausea and vomiting on and off. Pain in between her shoulders and right flank, right upper quadrant, relating to the groin sometimes. Not just pain or shortness of breath. She does suffer from insomnia, especially after the death of her kid. There is any dysuria or hematuria. She has regular periods and no leg swelling. All the systems reviewed are negative. Immunization, she received 2 shots of the COVID-19 gene editing therapy. Paragraph. Current medications reviewed include atorvastatin, ezetimibe, ferrous sulfate, omeprazole, sucralfate, and tamsulosin. Pure paragraph. On physical exam, her vital signs are as follows. She weighs 178 pounds, blood pressure 112 over 7582, temperature 97.9, autocyte 98% on women. General appearance and anarchy says HNT, pupils generally active, the lateral accommodation, injected conjunctiva, anarchy, sclera, no cervical infidinopathy, no carotid B bilaterally, no jugular vis extension bilaterally, most oral mucosa, no pharyngeal edema, no read paragraph, neck supple, no stiffness or rigidity, heart sounds of regularity and rhythm, no masculine 2, no members heard infection of her lungs, are clear to auscultation, no crackles or resistance, her abdomen soft, no hepatomegaly, no spiromegaly, no getting about or GD back, no CBA tenders bilaterally. Go back to abdomen exam and mention the following patient has right upper quadrant tenderness of palpation, no guarding rebound, and no Murphy signs noted, period. Extremities, no edema, lower extremities, skin, no skin rash noted, neuro exam is not focal. Investigations, the renal ultrasound done in July shows a normal size right and left kidney with preserved cortex. There's a 0.8 millimeter stone on the right and 0.6 millimeter stone on the left. Period. No hydronephrosis bilaterally. Period. Labs drawn recently show BUN12 creatinine 0.56. Estimated GFR is 112, potassium 4.1, normal electrolyte profile, normal liver function tests, saturate 46, TSAT is 10%, with ferret no 54, and B12 of 313, folate 11.8. Erythropoietin level was normal at 11.1, pure paragraph. Assessment and plan, 1 bilateral kidney stones, we're going to do a little link study. To look at the etiology of her kidney stones to prevent for prevention. Next, we're going to do a CT scan of the abdomen renal stone protocol to see whether there's any stones lodged in her ureters causing her intermittent symptomatology. Also, we're going to rule out gallstones and gallbladder symptomatology by doing a gallbladder ultrasound. Next diagnosis, anemia of iron deficiency, likely secondary to menstruation. We're going to give her oral iron. We'll check her hemoglobin. Next, hyperlipidemia. Patient is to discontinue ezetimibe and continue atorvastatin. For now, we're going to check her lipid panel. Next, lower end B12 level patient will start on B12 supplementation. Period paragraph. Patient is going to see back in around 2 weeks to discuss results and for further recommendations. End of report, thanks.